Trail be'ezah shem be learning daf lamed tes of Maseches Yuma. We begin the fourth parak Teref B'Kalfi, which continues the narrative of the Avodas Hayom, specifically the sacrifice of the Sar Lashem, and we'll discuss many differences in the Avodas Yom Kippurim from the regular Avodah that is performed on a daily basis. The topics we're learning about include: the Gemara describes the service of drawing the lots from the special box to determine which Sar will be the Karban Chatos Lashem and which will be the Sar Lazazel. The Gemara describes the era of Shimon HaTzadik and lists a host of miracles that occurred during his reign as Kohen Gadol. The Gemara then brings a machlekes between Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan on whether the Geirel is Me'akev, and we'll try to explain this machlekes based on another machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia about which parts of the Seder Avodas Yom Kippurim in general are Me'akev. So the key terms and concepts we will discuss in today's daf include HaTorah Chasa Mamayinu Shel Yisrael. We see from the law of Nigibatim, where the Kohen instructs the owner of a house to remove all his possessions from his house before pronouncing a Tomei, that the Torah values and cares about the possessions of a Jew. This is a lesson that everyone should value and guard, and certainly not abuse their own or anyone else's property. Shimon HaTzadik. As mentioned in Pirkei Avos, Shimon HaTzadik hoi mishiyori Knesset HaGdolah. Shimon HaTzadik was one of the last tzaddikim remaining in his dar from the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. He took over as Kohen Gadol after the time of Ezra HaSofer, at the beginning of the period of Bayis Sheni. Neir Ma'arovi. The menorah stood in the Darim side of the Heichal, directly opposite the Shulchan. There is a machlokes, however, if the menorah stood Mimizrach L'Mayriv or Midarim L'Tzofen. According to the opinion that the menorah stood Mimizrach L'Mayriv, the Neir Ma'arovi was the second candle from the right, called so since it was west of the first candle to the right. According to the opinion that the menorah stood Midarim L'Tzofen, the Neir Ma'arovi was the middle candle, as all candles pointed to this middle candle, which itself pointed west to the Kodesh HaKodeshim. In any case, when Bnei Yisrael was Zeicha, this candle never extinguished, and Eidus hi l'chol bo'i oylam sh'shchina sh'er b'Yisrael. It was testimony for the world to see that the Shechina was always with Klal Yisrael. Shnei Gezari Eitzim. Two pieces of wood the size of a square amma are placed upon the Marach Gedeila, the wood arrangement atop the Mizbech each day, in the morning, somewhat before the Tamid Shel Shachar, and in the afternoon, before the Tamid Shel Bein Abayim, in order to increase the flames on the Mizbech. Birkas Kayanim. The Kahanim are required to bless the people with the threefold blessing as described in the Torah. In the Beis HaMikdash, this bracha was said with the Shem HaMefirish. After the passing of Shimon HaTzadik, there was no longer Gilui Shechina as before, and the Kahanim therefore stopped saying Birkas Kayanim with the Shem HaMefirish.